No doubt when the apostles, the first disciples, asked Jesus why he taught the crowds in parables, they weren't quite expecting the answer that he gives them. But when we meditate on the public life of our Lord as he went about announcing that the kingdom of God is at hand and there was a need for repentance and belief, and we see how the crowds reacted, we understand perhaps better his answer. But also when he addresses specifically those apostles, those first disciples, we shouldn't forget he's also speaking directly to you and me. And when he says, blessed are your ears and your eyes for what you hear and see, he's speaking precisely about his presence to them. And he says the same to us. It pertains to us at all times, but most especially right now at this Mass. It's for us to be grateful for the one whom we see and hear, but it's also up to us to put that great blessing into practice in our daily lives.